You're welcome to the Kingdom Move Podcast. Today on the Kingdom Move Podcast, we bring you a series of messages entitled Ahava, a Fellowship of Love. In this, Pastor Rod preaches about the beauty of God's love for his church. He says that Christ, by his love, elevated the value of the church. Pastor Rod goes on to talk about the mysteries of marriage, whilst also tackling the power of sexual sin in following God through attacks on our minds. The battlefield of your life is in your mind. Whoever wins your mind will lead your life. He further touches base on the reasoning that God had for designing sex and why it is important for us to be accountable. We encourage you to listen to these series of messages in relation to Ahava as Pastor Rod takes us on a journey about discovering God's true love for his church. Also, don't forget to invite people to share in the glory of the kingdom of God. To learn more about CYI, you can visit our webpage on www.connectcyi.org, or you can follow us on our social media platforms. On Facebook, it's Christ for Youth International, Twitter at ConnectCYI, and on Instagram at ConnectCYI. Stay blessed.
Let's put our hands together for everybody. Everybody, let's put our hands together. Okay, now quickly, just to, like I said, just to settle it down. Now, Christ's death, from Ephesians, the accounts in Ephesians 2, Ephesians 5, rather, 22, Ephesians 5, 22, let's read it so that, because I don't think all of us know the scripture. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their own husbands in everything. Verse 25, it says, husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. It says, husbands, love your wife just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. So simply, now, okay, let's move forward. 26, to make her what? Holy. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In this same way, husbands ought to love their wives. Are you paying attention? Husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated his own body, but he feeds and cares for it, just as Christ does the church. For we are members of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I'm talking about Christ and the church. However, each of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. Amen. Now, this scripture, feminists don't like it a lot. Now, it's also neither a scripture for men to have an advantage over women. But here, it's talking about a mystery. He comes on and says, this is a mystery. A mystery means you don't understand it yet. Right? It doesn't mean that there's no understanding to it. It's just that you don't understand it yet. When you understand something, the mystery thereof is taken away. Are you guys with me? So it's a mystery, but you have to understand it. Now, you also have to get this. God is dealing with something that is high and is explaining to you who has, excuse my language, puny minds. Are you with me? So, two things. Two ways by which you get to understand. When someone is talking about something very high, is that the person is very intelligent enough to explain it to your level, or you will have to explain it the way you understand it. Oh, am I making some sense? So when you look at this scripture, often people will take it the way they want to understand. Very few people say, God, help me to understand it the way it's supposed to be understood. Are we with me? Are we talking? Okay, so here, it's something I just want to land on all we have discussed. Now, God, Paul here is trying to make us understand the devotion and the love of God for his church. So this is not about, Paul is not writing about earthly marriage. He's writing about eternal things. Am I talking to somebody? So please don't reduce it to your earthly way. Right? He's talking about something high above. And this is what he says. Now, it's like if you go to a classroom of children, toddlers, you go and meet yellow chairs, right? Small, small yellow, green colors, yeah. And you have to explain something to them. You find that you go and pick a horse, you pick this, you pick that. Why? Because all that you find in their midst is the things that they are able to relate to and understand. Are you guys with me? So God is talking about something very deep, that which is eternal, which is spiritual, but he has to use things that are within our context. Oh, are you with me?
Yeah.
So he's using marriage as a way to show us something which is higher. Ish. Are you in the house? So shake your neighbor and say, neighbor, listen. Oh, shake your neighbor and say, neighbor, listen. Neighbor, listen. So, verse 25, he says, husbands. Now, this scripture is the one scripture, anytime you meet same-sex people, anytime you meet same-sex people, and they are given an argument why they should be married, this is a scripture that diffuses. Because in Christ using anything as a reference, he said what? A husband and wife. There's no husband and husband, neither is it wife and wife. It's a wife and dog, no. So a husband and what? I can a husband and what? Okay, so he said, husbands, love your wives. Husbands, what?
Love your wife.
Just as what? Christ loved the church. And then he goes further and says, how did Christ? So husbands should now look at Christ to learn something. Oh. Are you with me? But remember, he's still using marriage as a context to talk about something eternal. Never lose sight of that. The minute you lose sight of that, you treat the scripture as a scripture for you to deal with your things on earth. He says, just as Christ did what? Love the church. Then he says, how did Christ love the church? By giving himself. Right. Are you in the house? Now, then he says, 26, to make her what? Holy, cleansing her by the washing of water through the word. Now, okay, this is, I can't wait to state that thing. And to present her to himself as a what? A radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any blemish, but holy and blameless. Simply put, Christ gave his life for the beauty of a church. Somebody didn't get it. Christ gave his life for the beauty of his church. Somebody still don't get it. The man lost his life so that the wife will look beautiful. Ish. The man lost his life so that what? The wife will look what? You see, you can't go and marry a woman and she will not be beautiful. What I mean is that her beauty must come after she has married you. Are you in the house? Yeah. You're adding value. Christ gave his life so that the church will be more beautiful. Oh, somebody's not getting it. So simply put, it's like Christ goes to sell. You see him sweating, going back and forth. He's going to sell his kidney. Why? 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 So that my wife will be beautiful. Yeah. This is a shock, yeah, me, my wife will be, because I have to lose my liver. You're going to lose your kidney. You're going to sell one. You're going to lose your liver. Just why? So that your wife will look beautiful. Yeah, that's the question you look. So in a sense, listen, in a sense, Christ by his life, by his sacrifice, by his life, elevated the value of the church. Christ by what? His love elevated what? I can elevate what?
The value of the church.
I can't hear what he elevated the value of the church. So in a sense, she's a woman. That's why when a woman gets married, in our context, we say washeme enimonyam. Is it sunk in? Is it that working? Christ, see, anytime you say I'm going to marry, this is what it means. It means you're going to lose your life for the value of your wife. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Listen. That is why marriage, I've said it over, marriage is not for children. Marriage is not for single people. Marriage is not for what? Some of you are single everywhere. Some people who are married, they are still single. Men who are married and they are single at heart. Hey, the minute you marry, you have lost your life. Your goal is to present your wife beautiful. That's why those who know it, you see that you see the man using a patrol car, but the wife is riding the range. The wife is riding the range. You manage with the Tigo. What do you call it? Tico. You manage with it. No. That means that ladies, are you in the house? I can't hear. Ladies, are you in the house? If you find a man who says, I love you, but you cannot find in their statement the willingness to lose for you to gain, that's your husband. That's not what? That's what? That's what? I can't hear what? He's not a husband. Yeah. No, here's the thing. You see, it's hard for you to get an idea. It's a hard saying.
This message will be back shortly. Stay tuned.
If you loved the branded album, then guess what? Christ for Youth International, CYI, has done it again. CYI's Lovebound record label presents the Light and Love album launch happening on the 9th of March 2019 at the Eden School East Legon at 4 p.m. sharp. Remember, it's on the 9th of March 2019 at the Eden School East Legon at 4 p.m. sharp. You can't afford to miss this. See you there.
Welcome back.
That's why it's a mystery. See, anytime we talk about marriage, you see that one side will say something, and one side will say something. They want to balance it. One side wants to say something and relieve themselves from the clause. But remember when I began what I said. What did I say? I said, one, this thing, God is trying to talk about spiritual and higher and deeper things. He's trying to say he's using the context of something that is familiar with you. Hey, are you with me? And then it's two things. Either you take it, you say, me, this is the way I take it, and still miss out on the revelation, or you ask God for the understanding for you to raise your puny mind to the level of God so you can catch what? The revelation. Marriage here is saying this. It's about the beauty. The man losing his life for the beauty of the husband, of the wife. Hey, am I talking to somebody in the house? Amen, men. That's why, for instance, when you're singlehood and you're growing, you see, you need another husband to teach you to be a husband. You see, most of us men don't have husbands leading us. Our fathers, you have example of selfish fathers. So it's very difficult for us to see. So that's why we struggle. When you go on Twitter and you see, look, all those conversations and things people talk about. And when they talk about this, it is not it. Am I making some sense? Those things are good writings that will make you, but it doesn't survive in marriage. That is why I go and watch all those that wrote all those things. Go and check. Let's be honest. People that write all those things, go and check. Either they are living a different life in their marriages. Those whose marriages are working, those whose marriages are the way God has called it to be, you can see the sacrifices being done. They will come out, you see the man standing there straight, but when he goes, his life is living for the sake of his wife.
Sure.
And the same way, he says, when the man does that, the church will be a church that surrenders. The wife, marriage, the mission of marriage is that this is the way it works. Loving and surrendering. That's all. I'm loving you crazily, losing my life for you. And you better... She's not what? Oh, I can't hear. She's not what? Now, guys, listen. Sometimes when truth is cut, you play around it and you miss it. Meanwhile, you go and pick somebody's poor child and say you are going to marry and go and face the... Listen, anybody that has married, ask them, they'll tell you one of the truth that they can say marriage is overrated. Now, do you know why it's overrated? Because what happens on the very D-Day and what happens inside day to day, they don't go together. Mr. Mensah. Mrs. Mensah is here. They'll tell you every day they are learning to love each other. That the day and the beauty and the glory is just a day. It's just a show. Now, what God is talking about is not saying that then a man is so that he'll present a radiant and this on one day she should look beautiful. No. Her life process is making her beautiful each day. I heard a story of a man who went to a counselor complaining about the wife. My wife this, my wife this, my wife this, my wife. So the counselor listened and said, your wife was like that before you married her. He said, no. He wasn't like that. He said, so you produce that in here. Some of us, is it sinking inside? Well, after we marry, then our wives and our husbands become monsters. You are producing that in them. How did Christ produce beauty out of us? He sacrificed. How did Christ produce beauty out of us? He sacrificed. He laid down his life. He threw his life down. Hey! All of a sudden, you're considering again. Whether you are ready. Don't follow those telling of... That's not it. Telling of... And those, no. Have you guys noticed that those that sing a lot in the world, they sing a lot about love. Their marriages are not working. Mm-hmm. Go and check. Because it's not about sweet words. Hey! It's not about sweet words and all this thing. Oh, yeah, my cool mommy, this thing. Yeah. Oh. Share. All of us here, we are the church of Christ. Christ laid down his life for us. But look at how wicked we are. And guess what? Listen, this is what I came to land on. Christ's goal is what moves him every day. It's not our actions, so it's his goal. The reason why he laid down his life is to produce out of us beauty. This is love. So every day when we come ugly in our attitude, selfish, self-centered, sin, Christ looks at us and says, this is what I've loved, and I've loved. So when you marry and the woman is going, share. You have to say, I married a great woman. I married beauty. I married glory. So I respond based on what I married. You don't say, hey, you have become Jata, me too, I'll become a lion. No, 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 lion, no, 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 no. Then what will be left is beast people in the house. So you go to some marriages, the man is throwing one blow, the woman is also throwing another. And they've turned into warriors in the house. Hallelujah. Oh, are you in the house? Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, Christ gave himself for you. Oh, shake the person next to yourself. Neighbor, he gave himself for your beauty. Hallelujah. He gave himself for what? Your what? Your what? Your beauty. Aren't we blessed? This month, we wanted to start on the note of God's love. Hey, are you in the house? Do you know why on marriage day, we see a woman wearing gown and beauty coming? White gown. You see, that is what the man is saying, I see. When I came for you, this is what I see. I see beauty. I see excellence. Oh, are you in the house?
Yeah.
Do you know why they, in tradition, they actually wear the white gown? Is that the woman is saying, I'm a virgin for you. I know. It means that you have to remove, lot of women shouldn't wear white gowns, right? But here's the thing. Lastly, let me end. Listen. I've said this here. This is the person who determines who a virgin is. Should I tell you determines who the virgin is? The virgin is determined by the man. He said, when a man is with his virgin, the man and his virgin. Yeah, she may have gone roam around, but she could be your virgin. We were retitled virgin. To the man, that's a virgin. Who are you to say that's not my beauty? Listen, you see the way we are looking, that's the way Christ came to see us. Came to see us in a mess, but he says, this is my virgin. So sometimes you see a man, some men are saying, this girl, hey, the area people have gone inside, oh. Hey, area people, oh, the shoe shine boy is there. The male person is there. Listen, guys, are you with me? Listen, yet, and here's a mystery. The man is the one who determines his virgin. Why? Listen, because the man is the one who comes to the higher standard. Christ came holy. He came holy, so he can choose to say, that's my virgin. If the man in himself not virgin, he can't go looking for one. Should I go there? If the man himself is not a virgin, don't go looking for one. Yeah. See, can I go the mystery? You see, when you look at the man's reproductive organ, are you guys with me? When you look at the man's, reproductive organ, you cannot see anything that shows that it's been used. You can't tell whether it's a rubber stamp that has been roaming the area, stamping things, entering places. You can't tell. So here's the thing, guys, a higher standard. So the man brings to the table not a sign from his body, from his reproductive organ, but it's a truth from his heart. So the man brings of a higher thing to the altar. Hey, let's put our hands together. Yeah. So when the man comes and he's standing there, it's truth inside of him. That is what he's bringing. So if he finds himself having lost the way, and then God has redeemed him, when he's there, he sees the same of his bride. So he sees her, that's my bride. Oh, am I making some sense? Yeah, that's what he sees of the woman. Are you with me? So I'm just saying that, look, there's a mystery here that is higher, that we have to grow to appreciate. Not pull to our level, rather grow to appreciate. We are loved by divinity. God came to make us holy. His love is to produce in us beauty. Oh, amen. His love is to do what? His love is to do what? It's producing us beauty. It's to produce in us what? Beauty. Hallelujah. God loves you. Look at your name and say, God loves you. God loves you. I don't want to go any further. We have the rest of the month to deal with the mystery. This month is going to be awesome. Amen. We'll have a day. Let's talk about sex. We'll have couples day. I think next week is Chocolate Tuesday. Chocolate Tuesday. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, God loves you. God loves you. Wherever you are, just close your eyes. Just close your eyes.
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you've been blessed. Ahava is a series that talks about God's love for His church through the lenses of sexuality, morality, and accountability in accordance with the scripture. We encourage you to share it with your friends, colleagues, spouses, and those close to you, so that they may also be imparted with the knowledge you have received. Follow us on our social media platforms. We are Christ for Youth International on Facebook. On Twitter, we are at ConnectCYI, and on Instagram at ConnectCYI. You could also get interactive with Pastor Rod via his webpage at reach@connectcyi.org. Catch you next time on the Kingdom Move Podcast with Roderick Ejekum. Stay blessed.